Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I'm sharing a subject that is really special to me. This is the revelation that God gave me about my spirit, soul, and body. Again, I say that title may not be very intriguing or grab your attention, but I can promise you that the truth behind what I'm trying to say in this, it just transformed my life. And I have seen this as the key to not only my understanding of the Lord and my relationship with Him, but I've seen lots of people, thousands of people, this just turned their life around. So I'm excited to be sharing on this. Of course, I've had a book out on this. This is kind of the foundational or the life message of my whole life and ministry. And I've had this book out. We've put out tens of thousands of these books, and we're re-releasing this book for this teaching. But one of the things that I'm excited about is that we've come up with this study guide, which is the same teaching put into 23 lessons, and it's organized in a way that it helps you to facilitate either a Sunday school or a Bible study. Of course, you could use this for yourself because it has the lessons in there, and it has questions that you need to ask and then an answer to the questions. And it's a great study for you alone, but it's specifically designed to help you take these truths and share with other people. And you know, I am absolutely convinced, based on my personal experience and also dealing with other people, that this is kind of like the springboard into the reality of who God is and how you relate to Him and how you receive from God. When I understood this, it just transformed my life. So I believe that this teaching would really help you and help you reach other people. It's just a tremendous tool. So again, I want to encourage you to get those materials. Now, I've been saying a lot of things this week already in just the first 3 days. I don't have time to go back through all of that. But I've been basically using the fact, there's many scriptures, but one scripture that I've used to establish that you have three parts, spirit, soul, and body, is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And most people are conscious of your physical body and your soul because those are tangible things. Those are things that you can feel. You can feel if your body is having pain or if it's tired or whatever. You can feel your emotions if you're sad or if you're glad. But the spirit can't be felt. And for that reason, most people don't really acknowledge the spirit realm outside of us very often. And they certainly don't realize or acknowledge the spirit being on the inside of us. And one of the points that I've been making is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, where it says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Most people think that when they commit their life to the Lord, they are looking for this transformation, this total brand new life, but they're looking for it in physical ways. They're, like say for instance, if their body was sick, they just want to be instantly healed. If they were depressed emotionally, they want to be instantly joyful and happy and positive and optimistic. And they're looking for these changes to take place automatically. And if they don't, sometimes they do just take place nearly instantaneously. I could give you a reason for that, but I'd have to get off on a rabbit trail. Let me just say that it doesn't always happen that way. And if it doesn't happen instantaneously, then a lot of people immediately begin to lose their confidence in scriptures like 2 Corinthians 5:17, that old things pass away, all things become new. By observation, they still have some of the same physical problems, some of the same emotional problems, and they just say, "Well, what happened? I thought I was going to be a new person." The way that you understand this is that 2 Corinthians 5:17 is talking about your spirit. The spirit part of you that is the part that was totally changed. Not just some things changed, but everything completely and totally changed in the spirit realm. And remember that your emotions, what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, can only tell you what's going on in your physical body and in your soulish realm, but they cannot give you an indication of what's happened in the spirit. How do you know what's going on in the spirit? Jesus said in John 6:63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." James chapter 1 says, when you look into the Word of God, it's like looking in a spiritual mirror. If you want to see if your hair has come, you have to look in a physical mirror. If you want to see if your spirit is now changed, you have to look in the Word of God. And so we've started looking in the Word of God at some of the changes that have taken place. And this is what the rest of my teaching on this will be, is just to amplify what took place in your spirit. And let me emphasize once again that I'm going to be saying things that are based on God's Word. I'm looking through the spiritual mirror and telling you what the Word of God says is true in the spiritual you when you get born again. You aren't going to be able to feel and to discern these things based on just your five senses. And if you are a person who is trapped and limited and you can't believe that anything exists beyond what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, then you won't be able to understand what I'm saying. You're going to have to operate in faith. Faith is what allows you to perceive things that can't be seen or felt. Praise God. I want to just go over and use some diagrams to help make some of these points. The first one I want to use is just three circles, one inside of another. And the outer circle, I'm calling your body. The second circle would be the soul. And the center, the innermost part of this circle, it looks kind of like a target or something with these three circles, one inside of another. The center circle would be your spirit. Now, this is what I call a functional diagram. In other words, I'm using this illustration to help make a point. It's not like we're three circles. You know what? This isn't a reality. It's not an accurate picture. Some of us are more circular than others. Amen. But I'm not really trying to make a statement here. I'm just showing the relationship that the body is the outer part. Like if you were standing on the outside of one of these circles and looking in, you could see the body, but you couldn't see the two inner circles. They aren't observable to just your eyes. But then inside of that body, there is the soulish realm. This is your emotions, your mental part. And everyone understands that they have that. But the core of a person, the very center of a person, is actually your spirit. And I've referred to this briefly already this week, but the spirit is what gave life unto man. When God breathed breath into Adam is when he became a living soul. And James 2:26 says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So I think that functionally, this makes a point that the spirit is the real you. It's the core of you. It's the life-giving part of you. And then the soul encases that, your mind, your will, your emotions. And then your body houses all of this. You are a spirit, soul, and body, with the spirit being the absolute core or center of your being. Another diagram is to show three circles side by side with them kind of overlapping. And so you see spirit over on the left-hand side, soul in the middle, and body over on the right-hand side. And the reason that I've used this diagram, again, it's a functional diagram to illustrate that there is no direct connection between your spirit and your body. Those two rings or those two circles don't intersect. They don't connect. There is the soul in between. And I could spend probably a few days, even a week or so, teaching on this. I'm not going to take the time to do that. But this illustrates a major point. Like I was reading from Jesus' words in John 3:6, where it says, Jesus said, that which is spirit, and that which is flesh is flesh. One of the points that he's making there is that flesh is in this physical realm, and it is limited and bound by physical laws and limitations. Spirit is in the spirit realm. That which is spirit, it has to stay in the spirit realm. That which is flesh, it stays in the physical realm. And they are two opposite things. There is no direct connection. You with your physical body cannot feel and perceive and see into the spiritual realm. Now, there have been some exceptions to that in the Word of God, but they are exceptions. They're miracles. For instance, in 2 Kings chapter 6, there was an instance where Elisha's servant saw all of the enemy Syrians surrounding them, and he just panicked, and he says, my master, what are we going to do? And Elisha said, "Don't be afraid. Those that are with us are more than those that be with them." Now, if all you were doing was looking in the physical realm, you would have to say that was a lie. Because in the physical realm, if that's all you believe that there is to reality, there was only two of them, Gehazi and Elisha. And then you could look out there and count the Syrians by thousands, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And see, some people, when a person says, "I believe I'm healed, God has blessed me, God has anointed me," when we make these statements of faith, skeptics, unbelievers, who only acknowledge the physical realm will look at you and say, "You're lying. Here's a doctor's report to prove that you still have the growth. You still have the cancer, and yet you're saying that you're healed." See, you faith people are just liars. You're denying reality. Well, it depends on what you believe reality is. If you think reality is limited to only the physical realm, well, then Elisha would have been telling a lie when he said, "There's more with us than those that be with them." But see, the truth is that there is a spiritual world. The spiritual realm does exist. It is just as real, I believe more real than this physical realm. And because of that, see, Elisha, when his servant didn't understand what he was saying, Elisha prayed. I believe this is 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. And he said, "Lord, open up the eyes of the young man." And the Lord opened up his eyes. Now, this isn't talking about his physical eyes, because I can guarantee you his physical eyes were as wide as saucers, amen, looking at this problem. It wasn't talking about his physical eyes. It was talking about his ability to see with his heart or to see spiritually. The Lord opened up his eyes and allowed him to see into the spiritual realm. And round about Elisha and his servant were horses and chariots of fire, the angels of God. And there was thousands and thousands of them. So you know what? Elisha's statement was true. It was factual. It wasn't just saying that it was so when it wasn't really so, hoping that saying it was so would make it become so. See, that's what some people think faith is. No, faith is just being able to perceive things that are true, but they aren't necessarily physical realities. They're true in the spiritual realm. And there is a spiritual world. And so the Lord opened up the eyes of this young man, and sure enough, here were all of the horses and the chariots. And because of that, what Elisha said was true. Now, see, a person who only acknowledges the physical realm will always sit there and think that people who are speaking faith are speaking lies, hoping that they'll just become so if they say it long enough. No, if you're saying it correctly, and there are people who don't understand this and do misrepresent the truth and have given faith a black eye, and I'm aware of that, but I'm saying if you're speaking correctly, you aren't just saying something hoping it'll become true. What you're saying is what is true. It's just spiritual reality. And see, it's your soul. This little diagram again, if you go back to the three circles, spirit, soul, and body, your soul is unique. God created your soul that it can function in the physical realm. And I could probably give much detail on this. I'm just going to say this real quickly. But your soul is your emotions, your personality, your mind, your thinking. All of us understand that your soul can be totally influenced by what's going on in the physical realm. You could see a tragedy and it just breaks your heart. You could have somebody come and attack you and say things against you, and it just causes grief and sorrow. You could have nothing but negative experiences and feeling all of this depression. Most of us understand how the soul can certainly be influenced by and function in that physical realm. But your soul can also function in the soulish realm. Your soul can perceive things. If I had more time, I could go into a whole teaching on this, but your soul is unique. Your body is just limited to the physical realm. Your body is only going to feel what is physically true. It's only going to see what is physically true. It's only going to hear what is physically true. Your body is physical, and it is, in a sense, trapped in the physical realm. But your soul has the ability to be physical or spiritual. Your soul, that's the reason I drew these three circles and interconnected them, because the soul is like the bridge between your spirit and your body. And your soul can get to where you can start seeing things with your heart. And I'm not talking about a physical sight. Like I said, I could spend much more time on this than what I'm going to have time to do, but, you know, I've seen things. The Lord has painted images on the inside of me, but it's not with my physical eyes. You can see with your heart. For instance, here's an example. When I went and saw the movie, The Passion of the Christ, I'm sure that most of you probably saw that. When I saw that, I was expecting to be just overwhelmed with, seeing these things depicted in this movie. Actually, I was disappointed. Not disappointed at Mel Gibson's attempt to do this or thinking he was too gruesome or too graphic. It was just the opposite. What I had seen in my heart by taking the Word of God and meditating on it, I had actually witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus, not with my physical eyes, not with my physical sensation, but in my soulish realm. I had let the Holy Spirit paint a picture in my mind's eye. And the crucifixion, to me, was more real than what I was seeing in that movie. And it actually, in a sense, and I don't mean this critical again of the movie, it was a disappointment because what I saw in my heart was more vivid and more graphic and more real than could ever be portrayed in a movie. Now, I know some people may have trouble understanding that because, again, you're so physical that you haven't really seen things with your soul. You haven't done this. You haven't spent time meditating on it. But for one thing, see, that movie, all it could do was portray the physical suffering. It couldn't really go into the spiritual dynamics. It couldn't really show you the inequity of here is the Creator, God Almighty, who was allowing Himself to be persecuted and all these things. It couldn't go into His emotional thing. All it was physical, and that's very limited. What I saw in my soul had actually, through the power of the Holy Spirit, seen things. It had looked into the spiritual realm. And by faith, I had seen the crucifixion of Jesus much more real and much more graphic than that movie ever portrayed it. See, what I'm trying to say here is your soul, it doesn't happen automatically, but it can be retrained. Your soul can get to where it operates in the spirit realm. And this isn't only true of born-again believers, but a lost man can get to where their soul is in touch with the spirit realm. Of course, if they're lost, it won't be the God spirit realm. It'll be a demonic spirit realm. You can get to where you channel spirits, and this is where all of the occult and a lot of Satanism and a lot of other things happen. People who are able, anyway, I could spend a lot of time talking about that, but the soul can function in the spirit realm and in the physical realm. It could be totally physical, or it could be nearly totally spiritual. It can go back and forth between the two. And again, going back to this functional diagram of these three circles, the spirit is the part of us that's been changed, that is now brand new, that has the life of God living in it. But the only way it can get over into this physical realm to where it affects your actions and affects your body and affects healing and affects things like that, the only way that can happen is through the soul. So I've got a third diagram, and that's a picture of a pipe. And if you could imagine that over on the left-hand side is the physical body, over on the right-hand side is the spirit, but in the middle, the soulish person is like a valve that is in the middle of this pipe. And over here on the spirit realm, you could have all of the life of God, healing, deliverance, joy, peace, all of these things over here. And yet a valve there could shut that off so that even though you have the supernatural life of God on the inside, not a drop of it gets out to the physical body because it has to go through the soul. Just as, you know, water flows through a pipe. If there is a valve there, you can shut that off, or you could open it just a little bit so that maybe a little drip would come out. See, that's where a lot of Christians are. They have their mind renewed a little bit, and they experience just a little bit of God's life and a little bit of His power, but it's not enough to quench their thirst. It's not enough to release the life of God and to cause the change in their life that they need. Well, I think, to me, this is a great illustration. And see, when God showed this to me, it answered a lot of questions. One of the things, and I mentioned this on the very first day of our teaching, was that I had this miraculous encounter with the Lord to where God's love was physically tangible and evident to me. And for about 4.5 months, I was just overwhelmed. It's like I was in a flood that just had picked me up and carried me along of the love of God. But after 4.5 months, the feelings left. And when the feelings left, I thought God had left, and I thought that He didn't love me anymore. And I haven't got time, and I'm not sure that I've actually got the ability to completely explain why I had that physical feeling for 4.5 months. But I do believe that God doesn't want us to live just by feelings and emotions. The Scripture says without faith, it's impossible to please Him. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. God is a God of faith, and He wants us to relate to Him by faith. Now, there are times that He will touch us in physical, tangible ways, and I've experienced that. But He didn't want me to live that way. And so for whatever reason, after 4.5 months, I no longer had the physical sensation. And because I didn't feel it, I thought God had quit loving me, and I didn't know what I did to upset Him and make it leave. And I was spending time begging and pleading for God to give back this love and joy. And I actually at one time thought that God had forsaken me. I thought maybe I'm just so bad that, you know what, God just forsook me. And then the Lord showed me these truths that we're talking about. And I realized that in my spirit, the entire time, I had love, joy, peace, all of the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. That it wasn't there just sometimes. It was like this pipe again, that in my spirit was the fullness of God. But the problem was, I was trying to discern it and feel it with my physical emotions. My mind, the soulish part of me, was so completely contrary to what God's Word said. I was going by feelings and emotions only, that in a sense I had shut the valve, and the love and the life of God that was on the inside of me wasn't getting out because my mind wasn't renewed. And I began to realize that, you know what, whether I feel it or not, the love, the joy, the peace of God is always, always, always on the inside of me. And when I began to believe that, see what I was doing, my soul was now opening up to what was true in the spirit realm. And the more I focus on that, the more open to the spiritual truth, the more I'm focused on that in my soulish realm with my mind, then all of a sudden this joy and peace and power that's on the inside of me begin to flood out. And I now can say that I experienced the peace and the love and the joy of God infinitely more than I did when it was just a physical sensation. It's much more powerful. It's much more prevalent in my life than it used to be. But it's not a feeling anymore. It's a knowing. And the knowing is much better than having a feeling. And you know what I'm describing right here goes contrary to most Christians' experience. Most Christians haven't got their soul to where it's renewed to the Spirit. They are still looking out to the physical realm, trying to somehow or another perceive, do I have a goosebump? Is there something that is physically proving to me that God is with me? Instead of just going by what the Word of God says and trusting the revelation of the Spirit.
Andrew and Jamie Womack would like to invite you to join hands with them by becoming a Foundation Builder. Foundation Builders are a special group of ministry partners that contribute financially, providing a firm foundation for building the lives of Charis Bible College world changers and making disciples who will carry the almost too good to be true news of God's love and grace around the world. Phase 1 has been funded and completed, and Phase 2 is now gearing up. Discover how you can help change lives by logging on to www.awmi.net/partnership. Change your life. Change the world. Invest yourself in Charis Bible College and Andrew Womack Ministries today.
She was a grayish-white color. And she was still, and she had all these waters coming in and out of her. She was just, she was laid out on a table to be ready to be transported.
When I got into the car to follow the ambulance over to UAB, I had my quiet moment. And I was just praying, God, I know your will in her life. I know you want to heal. It's your will to heal. God wants you well. That kept coming back to my mind. And then the doctor said the heart did not develop. We run echograms. We only see a very small left side of her heart. And if it hadn't been for what Andrew had revealed to me in his teaching, I couldn't have held on to that. I would have spoke death. I would have I've let go of that faith. And this was the time.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with the Scott family.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado this week for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 4th through the 8th, in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 4th through the 6th, and in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th. He'll also be in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 25th through the 27th, in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting, September 11th through the 16th, and in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled The Basics of Spirit, Soul, and Body, free of charge. A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
Andrew would like to invite you to visit the website as he guides you through the second installment of the virtual tour. This time, come inside the future home of Caris Bible College. You can almost smell the new carpet.